The TED Radio Hour begins Saturday at noon on KUAF 91.3 FM. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Later this month, one of the single largest draws for visitors to Fort Smith begins at the Fort Smith Convention Center. For the fourth consecutive year, the city will be the site for a district convention of Jehovah's Witnesses. Organizers are preparing for about 4,300 attendees the weekends of June 29th and July 6th, and then another 3,800 people for the weekend of July 20th. The conventions are part of an annual collection of meetings that take place across the country in more than 100 cities. Ken Rader is the news service overseer for the Fort Smith Conventions.
The program is the same program that's presented throughout the United States, and then it goes international. The purpose of these conventions is to, strengthen our faith, but it's going to focus specifically on what the figurative heart is. The Bible mentions the heart about 1,000 times, and most of those times it has reference to the figurative heart or the inner person. So we're going to focus on how the Bible can help us to safeguard who we really are, make sure that we do not find ourselves being damaged by the difficulties and the anxieties in the world today.
The three Fort Smith conventions will have attendees from about 115 congregations from Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Missouri. The first two weekends meetings will be in English, the third in Spanish. And congregations from as far east as Jonesboro and as far south as El Dorado will be sending representatives to the conventions. Herb White of Fayetteville has been attending these conventions for decades. He says years ago, when the number of Jehovah's Witnesses in the U.S. was considerably smaller, the annual convention would be held in one city, such as the convention he attended in New York in 1958.
253,922 people, and we had to meet. We filled up Yankee Stadium, filled up the Polo Grounds, and there was another facility called New Rockland Palace. And so for 8 days, we had 250,000 people in New York City.
Herb says there are about 1.2 million members nationwide now, too many to all meet in one city. But he says the attendees over the three weekends in Fort Smith will take part in the same program that's taking place in the other 102 convention sites.
It'll be the same program. In fact, it's interesting about our conventions. There are no business sessions. The whole thing is an educational session.
He says while the Jehovah's Witness population in the United States is about 1.2 million people, more than 1.7 million will attend the more than 300 conventions held this summer.
And I find that people now, more than ever before, are interested in looking into the Bible. They may not be interested in becoming one of Jehovah's Witnesses, but they're interested in looking into the Bible to see what it says about where we are in the stream of time. So I think that's one of the things that brings this attendance up.
An official with the Fort Smith Visitors Convention Bureau says the annual gatherings are traditionally the largest events each year when it comes to attracting out-of-town visitors, though the city does attract other such conventions. Just last weekend, the State Methodist Convention was held in Fort Smith with an estimated attendance of 1,500 people. There's no cost to attend the upcoming Jehovah's Witnesses conventions, and collection plates are not passed. And while the economic impact on Fort Smith is not something the convention organizers keep track of, Herb White says the city will obviously benefit.
I mean, it's an economic boon, I'm sure. I don't know what the figures are because we don't focus on the financial aspect of a gathering, but it will have some sort of an economic impact, you know, hotel rooms being rented, restaurants and gasoline sales. And a lot of folks that will be coming from smaller cities will actually use this as a little mini vacation, so there'll be some shopping and things like that done.
Ken Rader with the news service of the Jehovah's Witnesses in the region says the conventions in Fort Smith can serve as a sort of family reunion. Congregations from the larger cities like Fayetteville and Fort Smith sit beside members of some of the smallest congregations in the state.
We've never met a stranger. And, of course, all the different congregations of Jehovah's Witnesses that will be going to these conventions, we're friends. We know each other. We may not know each other by name, but it's really a close-knit organization. Everyone is interested in what the scriptures have to say and getting some good guidance.
For those 3 days, each of those three weekends, members turn the Fort Smith Convention Center into the largest Kingdom Hall in the state. The programs each weekend are the same in Fort Smith as they are in, say, Seattle or New York, though presented by local members of congregations. Herb White says to get ready for 12,000 people in 3 weekends, a bit of setup is required, including a pre-cleaning of the center.
It's already a clean facility, but the way we look at it, we're going to be asking God's Holy Spirit to be there Friday morning. And so we give it an extra cleaning, so there's a department set up for that. There's a department set up for the book room where we're going to have, generally we have new Bible releases that will come out, an attendant department, a parking department. So it's a lot of organization. Then you add to that those 49 different Bible talks. Those all have to be prepared and rehearsed.
The first of the three weekend conventions for Jehovah's Witnesses in Fort Smith begins a week from tomorrow. This is Ozarks at Large.